My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
I got a little tiny guessing game I'd love to start the show with. It's a wee guessing game. Normally we would draw this out, have a little fun with it. We'll go around the room. We'll do it very quickly. Darius, at your leisure, little guessing game music.
I always enjoy a good guessing
game. You don't know. The three of you, and if Ryan never comes back, the three of you don't know what I did this morning. You don't know what I did this morning. This is something that a lot of doubt about. I didn't think it was going to happen. Not many people did. I didn't know that I would ever do this, but I did it this morning. What did I do?
You went for a run.
That's a great guess. Darius, what do you got?
I'm going to assume you played a sport with someone relatively famous.
Another very good guess. Grant, I'll give you one more guess before I give a hint, and then I'll let Ryan guess too. So far, we're zoning in. It's pretty good so far.
This morning, Danny did something he didn't think he would ever do. You went and saw Deadpool in theaters.
Life is a mystery. Everyone must stand alone.
No. Yes.
Boom goes the dynamite. I saw it. 9:40 a.m. showing.
No way.
I found a cinema that was showing Deadpool and Wolverine at 9:40 a.m.
Where did you see that?
It's a place called Cinema Arts in Fairfax.
Let's go.
Drop the kids off. First of all, you nailed it. Second guess, too. Drop the kids off at their camp for the week. And I was like, you know, let me putz around and see if I can find something. Because most of the showings, it's like 10:30 is the early show. 11, it's like, well, it puts us a time crunch. I don't want to do that. I saw the 9:40 a.m. showing. By the way, they cut to the chase. One preview. It was an M. Night Shyamalan film coming out with Josh Hartnett.
I've seen that trailer.
And that was it. And they're like, here's the movie. I'm like, I can't remember that. I can't remember that anything less than 15 trailers.
Some kind of a special showing because before my Deadpool, the movie actually started like 27 minutes after the penciled in start time. And we went and saw Twisters, if you remember, like last week, boys. And I counted 9 trailers.
9:44 a.m. I had a trailer for the M. Night Shyamalan movie and a Google Pixel ad.
All I know about the M. Night Shyamalan movie is it's going to suck. Back to you, Danny.
I tell you what, there is no, this is a quick side before we get, do Deadpool shtick. There is no greater gap between how good the trailers look for movies and how bad they actually are than the M. Night Shyamalan situations. Like, Sixth Sense was a bolt into the upper tank. All time, great movie.
Tough. Once every 6 or 7 movies, he hits a home run. Yep. But he's got a lot of Joey Gallo in that.
There's so many whiffs. So many.
Swing and a miss. How great was it?
Really, really fun.
You loved it.
It's really fun. Like the thing that makes it so special, and if you haven't seen it, it's butt fun. That's all you can ask for. That they do a thing, that which I love this series and I love Deadpool so much, they're able to do a thing where they make fun of what they're about to do. Right, they make fun of the genre. All the complaints that people have, all the irritations that people have about Marvel movies or whatever, they go on to do it, but they're aware that they're doing it. So they make fun of it beforehand. All the things that happened in the film were all foreshadowed when he's breaking the fourth wall and telling you how it's going to go. It was super fun. I thought it was a little busy, like in terms of a movie, you know, good, not great. I don't care about any of that stuff. It was so much fun. Yeah, I had a great time.
We don't need to apply the same things we use on The Departed to Deadpool and Wolverine.
Exactly.
It was a good time, though.
I had a great time at 9:40 this morning.
And without getting into any details, there is a scene, the one in the house, where it's just like a Royal Rumble and people's music are hitting and they're walking down to the ring. You were probably in empty theater, which maybe took away from it a little
bit.
No,
it was me and about 2 dozen retirees. That's when they see movies.
So
I just found that out.
You didn't get any ovations or claps?
No, they weren't a clapping sort.
So when I saw each of those reveals, we'll call them, big ovations popping the room.
That's when I'm not spoiling anything. Yeah. That's after the infighting, and then they're taken to the house with the little pool in the middle.
Yeah,
you're talking about, and then one by one people come in. You're like,
exactly.
What?
There's a lot.
The one what? I still can't believe.
I agree.
Not the one Ryan spoiled, but
no.
You know exactly what I'm talking about, Darius.
I do.
The third one, I'm kind of going, okay, I suppose that's adorable. I guess that person was free, but the one I went, no.
Did you catch the line that he said from the original movie?
Yes, I did.
Oh my goodness.
Yes, I did.
Steam me up.
Yeah.
Big moment.
And the look, and there'll never be another blank. And then Wade looks at.
We're teetering on the brink.
That's fine.
We are teetering on the brink.
No,
Danny,
we're not.
Getting yelled at
no,
by
we're
Nate
not.
Davis
we're
10
not.
Years from now.
We're not Harris teetering.
So
we're going
to leave it here, but I'm proud of you.
Sorry.
I want you to know. And I can't wait to the commercial break so we can get to the bottom of some things.
Mm-hmm.
Attaboy.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.